Good evening, Dave, and everyone on the net. Kind of doing the same thing as most people, I think. Staying indoors, doing some indoor projects. But, the spectrum, it always seems to be a battle every so often. You have to try to see what you can negotiate because the prices keep going up. I did get something through the mail the other day about the fiber optic coming through, so kind of debating whether to go to just high speed and use streaming services and maybe get rid of the cable box and that portion of it. So, but with that, I'll say back to Nat. This is K8QCO.
Okay, real good there, Fred. I want to tell you what I did last year. This is real funny. Last year, I actually went over to on the Bay Road and then talked to him over there. And my internet at that time was 500 meg, and I told him, well, I don't need that. I says, what's the cheapest internet I get? And he told him, well, we could take you down to 100 meg. I says, take me down to 100 meg. And so that's what we did. We went from 500 meg down to 100 meg. I have a number of stuff on my internet. I have I can stream two TVs. I got rid of the actual cable coming in, so I'm actually streaming TVs on Roku TVs. I can stream two of the Roku TVs, and I can have two of the pads going, and I don't buffer, and that's at 100. That's at 100 meg. And that's where I'll check speed, and I'll have anywhere between 90 and 100 meg, and I don't have a problem at that. So, to tell you the truth, I don't know why somebody would pay that much for the 1 gig that they're going to be offering, unless maybe a game. So that's my opinion, Fred. Anyway, let's go to Jack, KF8, DR, whatever. You're up, and I'll be at the bottom of the list.